Yes, now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Growing Pains podcast. Today, you're joined by Fizzle K and me and no one else.
Yep.
But there was supposed to be two other people.
Yeah, the first opportunity at being guests.
I know, right?
They didn't turn up.
Does that say a lot about us?
I don't know. I mean, we've had couples that just air our messages as well about coming on the pod.
I think
it's a good pod.
Come on, man.
Let's talk about your relationship. Nothing goes wrong here.
Nothing goes wrong,
it's
man.
Open let's space. Not,
let's just have fun, man. Look, we are open books. We are normal people.
Yeah.
Let's just pull the curtain down. Come on, guys.
The pod, man.
Let's see it. Keep your phone open just in case.
I don't think they're coming.
Okay, right. Yeah. Well, today was meant to be a guest cast. And that's unfortunately not happening. So you have just Fizzle K and Ethan Bazinga, which I know you guys are absolutely in adoration of. You yeah. love us so much.
That's why they're here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boom. So how was your week?
I mean, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So yeah, Monday went well.
Yeah. Monday was good. Monday was all right.
Monday's a rat. On Tuesday, a slant. Wednesday, I work late.
What's this?
I should really like that song.
I don't know what song it is.
Stormzy and Ray. Call me. I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a good song. Listen to the song.
All right. I will. Yeah. I think I've got really serious health issues. So after you having serious health issues, I now think I've got serious health issues.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't like to listen to my serious health issues.
No, we're not doing that. I think Ethan has anxiety.
Yes.
And I suffer with anxiety lots. And I tell Ethan, I say, I'll just get out of the bath or something. Ethan will be like, why are you laying on the bed? And I'll be like, Ethan, I think I'm dying. And he'll be like, why? And I was like, I've got bad anxiety. And he goes, over what? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just something you get.
So I don't get it.
And then you go, oh, right then. And then go and sit downstairs. Now, Ethan has got his taste of
anxiety. I don't
anxiety.
Think that's what it is.
No, but you don't think you have it. You just feel like you're going to die.
But how do you know you have it then?
Because my dad told me that's what it is. Because my dad said he used to get it when he was really young.
All right, but so I don't think it's that. Because it feels medical.
Yeah, it hurts.
My body.
Like you're going to die. And,
yeah.
And then you was looking for some sort of reassurance or come give me a cuddle. What do I get? Oh, all right then.
I don't understand it.
And then I have to ride it out.
Yeah, I don't understand
on
it.
On my own.
But I feel like death.
Yeah, you feel like you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
But hey.
Shit.
You know what helps me when I feel like I'm going to die?
What?
Drinking water. And drinking water with Air Up. No. Did you know that Air Up have three brand new nostalgic flavours?
Ah.
Yeah, very cool, right?
Yeah. What are they? Tell me.
Nostalgic vibes of bubblegum, blue raspberry and chocolate orange.
Can't go wrong.
So it's only right to take a trip down memory lane because I'll tell you what, I used to love chocolate orange growing
really?
Up.
Really?
Oh,
you pop, either pop. Love it or you hate it.
Oh, I love chocolate orange. Oh. So we're going to have a little bit of a Mr. and Mrs. Nostalgic quiz.
Nice.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, let's do that. All right, the point of this game is to see how much we know about each other's upbringings.
Mm-hmm.
How much have we delved into it and spoken about it?
We've probably spoken about it, but remembered it. Possibly
yeah,
not.
My little Dory.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got six questions, three each. What's going to happen is I'm going to ask you the question.
Sure.
I'm going to write my answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show the audience and then I'm going to go 3, 2, 1 and then you have to have the same answer as me to get a question right.
Perfect.
Boom.
Easy peasy.
All right. So question one, what was my favorite childhood TV program?
This is good. You've never told me.
I think you'll find I have.
Is it really obvious?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you tell me, give me a hint if it's like more kid side or if it's older?
Childhood TV program.
Well, I don't know. Some people are allowed to watch adult stuff as kids. Oh, I'm just going to put mine.
You're just putting yours?
Yeah.
Right.
Just because it was a boy show, really. Can guarantee you've never told me this.
Right.
Bloody hell, it's a long answer. What are you doing writing it?
Yeah, I'm just
the film.
Getting a little bit creative over here. Sorry, guys. All right, cool. Ready?
Yep.
I'm going to show the audience. Oh, you can see.
I didn't see it.
I forgot. She can't change her answer, but we have screens.
I see it begins with an S.
Yeah. All right. My answer is 3, 2, 1. What did you put?
Ninja Turtles.
So, no. Wow. It's SpongeBob.
You've never told me that.
Bro, I've seen every fucking episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's cool.
I love SpongeBob SquarePants.
You've never mentioned that.
When have I ever mentioned Ninja Turtles?
I used to wake up early to watch Ninja Turtles.
Did you?
Yeah. To be fair, we have got a bit of an age gap, to be fair, so they might not have been hip and cool when you was in secondary school.
SpongeBob was
while I was still in primary school.
SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right, busy boy, your question. What was my childhood nickname?
Oh.
Don't write something horrible. Not what they called me behind my back. The stuff that I'd know about.
I've slashed. I've got two.
Two?
Yeah.
Barely remembered one.
All right, you show everybody your answer. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Three, two, one, boom. Fuck.
Show me. What'd you put?
Cat in the Hat / Whoville.
That's not a nickname though, really, is it? That was just pure bullying. Again, that's something they'd say behind my back. Do you know, I've never ever had any bullying around my nose ever.
Really?
In school, ever. Only online was it pointed out to me that it's actually a problem.
It's not a problem though.
But I feel like when you're in school, that's the prime time to actually get bullied if something's an issue.
But it's not a problem. Your nose is what people actually.
You've just wrote Cat and Hat and Whoville.
Yeah,
why is that then?
Because it's funny.
Yeah, but why is that though?
What's the little girl called in?
Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou. That's the one I was trying to remember. Cindy Lou.
By the way, only one person gave me a nickname, and he'd only ever call me Faff in school. Other than that, I didn't have a nickname. Everyone used my actual name.
Really?
I'm not really a nicknameable person until Fizzle K.
Cool. That's delicious. Right. Question three. What was the first music concert I went to?
I feel like I'm more of a concert person than you. Okay. I'm so bad at these games.
Okay, back in my day, I was out here going to concerts.
How old was you? Give me a hint.
Because
you like different music. It's going to be some like drum and bassing.
I don't know how old I was. I don't know how old I was, but I was friends with the boys. So
it's going to be some sort
like,
of rapping.
Must be like 2013.
Is it a festival?
You got to answer, bro.
But that's not a concert. So can you define?
Well, a place that plays live music is a fucking concert.
No, it's not.
Well, it is.
If you're going to see Harry Styles, that's a concert. If you're going, love the switch up of capitals and to lowercase here, Faith.
Right. I am going to reveal my answer to the public. Don't look.
I'm not. I'm looking at you.
Three, two, one. Boom! You actually got it right.
Yeah.
Wow, the applause. Wireless was a full vibe.
Yeah, it's the only one I've ever heard you speak about.
I used to really enjoy Wireless.
Yeah.
But, and then straight after that, I think it was, I could have got it wrong, but then all the boys went to Eminem at Wembley.
I'm in Eminem, I went with my nan.
Yeah, and we was in like the bit and everyone was throwing piss at each other.
Brilliant.
That was lovely.
Yeah. Yeah,
really nice.
What did I want to be when I grew up? When I was a little girl.
What was my dreams? Well, there's like a very obvious answer that I could put.
Go on in.
But I feel like you're going to do something different.
Don't mind stripper.
Try and be different. I'm not going to put that.
All right then.
What did I want to be when I grow up? Nothing.
No, honestly, I went through that.
I think even now you still go through that.
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to go.
I just want to exist peacefully.
Right.
In 10 years, you'll find me out there like licking the pavement, being one with Earth or something.
Right. I've written something. I think it's just a dead cert, but sure. Go on, you reveal.
I've actually spoke about this and it should be quite obvious.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well, I'm wrong then. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1. I put a horse rider.
No, it's a hobby.
Police?
Though,
what, man?
I literally went police cadets.
Oh, you did?
And I know the whole phonetic alphabet.
Yeah, go on.
And
hit us with it.
Well, you have to say the letters. I'm still dyslexic. Alpha.
B.
Bravo.
C.
Charlie.
D.
Delta.
E.
Echo.
F. A, B, C, D, E. Yeah, E, F, F.
Foxtrot.
G.
G, G, G. Golf.
Yeah. H.
Hotel.
I.
Indigo.
H, I, J.
Juliet.
K.
Something like... I just don't know. I forgot that one. I think that was pretty good running, though.
Yeah, sure, mate. Well done. All right. Question five.
Yep.
What was the name of my first pet?
You don't have none. I'm your first pet. I gave you your first pet.
Know your place.
I'm talking about a dog, by the way, not a child.
Right. Yeah, this is poor from you.
You ain't had no pets.
Yeah, yes, I have.
No, you haven't. You've not had any important ones. You've had a fish.
Whoa, brother, that's crazy.
You've had fish.
That's crazy.
You had a cat? You don't like cats. You've never spoken about this said cat, by the way.
All right. What was the name of my first pet? You've put cat.
Yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1. It was Henry the cat.
Well, I think I deserve half a point.
No, you don't get a point for cats.
Yeah, but you call our dog, you never call him his name. Call him the big ginger fuck. So what was Henry actually called?
Henry. Henry, man. Henry was a goat. Henry was...
You don't like cats?
No, I don't. I grew up with them because my mum loves cats.
Yeah, exactly. So you probably didn't even respect this cat.
It's not... It was our family cat.
Did you love it?
I liked it. Henry was a good cat. Good
you
cat.
You loved him?
Yeah. And then, yeah, I did actually because I cried when he had to go and be put down. I proper cried. It was really sad. It's really sad. And then I think that helped me develop sort of a hard exterior to pets because then the next one I just couldn't get on with. And like, even now, yeah, I just don't really like... Like Hades, yeah, big ginger fuck, man. Rolo's all right, but...
Cat broke heart.
Yeah, it's just too locked. Pets is... It's what I said to you. Faith doesn't like it, and I say it. You've got a whole world of hurt coming your way, man. You've lined yourself like 7 horrible periods of time.
Yeah, but I've given him a good life.
Yeah, but then you've now lined up 7 periods of pain.
Yeah, well...
Peak. Right.
Part and parcel of animals. What age did I have my first kiss?
Wow.
And it's just kiss, no rude stuff.
What, like tongues?
Yeah, like your clothes are still on. It's nothing dirty.
Just a little kissy.
Just a little kissy wissy. Brother, so if you've offended me. Has he rubbed out his answer?
No, I'm just way more creative than you, bro. Right, go on, show everyone the world. I've not looked. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. I put 13.
No.
Oh, I thought you would have shared like a peck at the start of secondary school, so.
No.
All right. What's the answer then?
15.
Oh, close.
I was in year 9.
I should get half a point.
I think that was 15.
I should get half a point then.
It was like year 9, almost year 10.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because I didn't know how to kiss boy. And I actually remember it very vividly. I was very shy. I remember.
You don't know how to kiss.
I remember.
If you weren't doing tongues
and
that.
I didn't watch porn.
If you weren't doing
tongues.
No, but if you weren't doing tongues and that, then it's just.
No, I can tell you. Because listen, right? I remember who it was. I remember where it was. And I remember the whole experience because it was not brilliant. Because I physically said the words, I don't know how to kiss.
You said that.
Yeah. And then he just went, just open your mouth. And then.
Oh, so you did do the rude bits?
No.
Tongue is rude bits.
No, it's not.
Tongue's rude.
Tongue is rude.
A kiss is. That's a snog. A kiss is just a. That you snog.
Oh, I think I skipped that part then.
You snogged. You went straight into snogging.
A kiss is for your family.
That's,
snogging's for the boys.
You've been snogging boys.
Anyone.
You snogged a boy. Open your mouth.
Yeah, he said choke.
That's fucking grim, mate. Open your mouth. Ah.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that was the nostalgic Mr. and Mrs. quiz. You actually were the only one to get...
Oh, I drew on myself.
You're actually the only one to get one right.
Was that?
Yeah, Wireless Festival. Well done.
Jeez.
Big thank you to AirUp for sponsoring this episode. Remember, tap the link in the description to get 10% off using the code PAINS. That's excluding current offers. This is valid from the 28th of March to the 4th of April.
So, we've just been informed that our guests have...
Yeah,
they're arriving
the day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they're coming tomorrow.
Yeah, which would have been awfully bad.
Yeah.
Because we won't be here tomorrow.
No.
Because it was today. So at least we didn't technically get stood up because their intent is
to
come tomorrow. But that also means we don't actually have a set talk list.
No.
To the viewer's discretion, we have...
We get like a little document.
We have a producer that encourages some topics of conversation.
Yeah, or like things to do.
Yeah, so we're just going to take it away and go raw dog this episode with whatever we want to talk about.
Bear back in this
ep. What could go wrong?
This ep is
getting
up,
buddy.
Back blown out.
Yeah.
Raw.
I mean, all I can think about is tomorrow we get a new dog.
Yeah, Faith's been counting down the fucking... you will talk about this actually, because I don't think your parents watch this. The dog for Faith... But dog has, my head's a fucking scramble. The dog is for Faith and her protection.
Yes.
It is to keep her safe.
Yes.
It is to make her life a lot easier when I'm not around. It's to give you comfort.
Yes,
it's to make you feel at home and happy.
Yeah. So essentially, I have bad anxiety, and now Ethan has a taste of what.
Well, last
feels
night
like
was bad as well. By the way, we get a fucking text from our next door neighbour going, "I think the bottom of your field's on fire."
Yeah.
Babe comes down. I've just literally just fallen asleep on the sofa. By the way, I say, as a man, there's no better pleasure than nodding off on the sofa. I fucking love it. I don't know what it is, but it just feels so much more restorative.
Right.
It feels so nice, and my eyes are just gone. Babe went, "The next door neighbours are just text saying the field's on fire. You got to go."
Yeah, I'm not going. And what did I do first? Lock the doors.
Yeah, so Faith went, "I'm not going. You're going to have to go."
I went and got your hammer.
I got my jacket on, and she went, "Well, do you want a weapon?" And I was like, "Well, I suppose so. I better take one just in case." So
we were possibly getting arson.
I leave the back door to come and check this blaze, and Faith locked me out. So I could have been getting attacked.
It could have been a risk. If you're getting attacked, you're maybe just going to have to hold that L. I can't come out.
I'm getting attacked. I'm being put on fire. I've gone down there. One man up, one man's there on this fucking blaze mission. Someone's come and set my house on fire with this. And by the way, it weren't like a hammer as in like this big. It was a hammer. It's like this
big. It's a DIY hammer for a woman.
Yeah, so I don't know what damage I was doing. So I go and I'm like, right, okay, yeah, cool. It's on.
To be fair, I probably should have just given you my keys.
And then... Yeah, true. No. Faith's got this new weapon now.
I've got weapons everywhere.
That's really heavy, that green ball. So watch out, everyone.
Don't fuck with me.
But yeah. So I go down there on this one man step. I put the torch on. And then I find out it's just next door having like a yard fire. Because he's got like an outsource. I assume he's just burning like materials.
He was. But then I had to text him. Yeah. It became like a little bit of a chain down the houses. I was like, "So sorry, did you know there's a fire in your garden?" I was like, "You probably do." Yeah. Like, you're a builder's yard, you probably know it's going down. He said, "Don't worry, it's all under control." Yeah. He said, "We've got a house, unless you hear the dogs barking, probably know about
so
it."
So I come back in, Faith goes, "Oh, well done for being brave, you know. Wow, that was really good." Yeah. "You locked me out." "You fucking locked me out."
Yeah, but listen, if people did want smoke, you're just going to hold it, because at the end of the day, they're just going to go for you and then come to me anyway. There's no point. Listen, the baby's upstairs. One of us has to stay alive.
Yeah, I know that. It's just, don't lock me out.
And I kept the dogs as well.
Yeah, you did, yeah. So I've gone down there with my little torch going, "Hello." And then, yeah, lucky enough.
Come out wherever you are.
All was okay. Anyway, this dog. Faith has made me profess to her family.
This is my dad's idea.
Yeah, okay, it was your dad's idea. Yeah, they professed to their family that I really want this dog.
Which you did. You did want a German Shepherd. And you said if you wanted to buy a dog from anywhere, it would be from this company.
Yeah,
you did say that.
I know people that have one from this company. So, yeah, a place that I know has reputable value.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've gone ahead with it anyway. But yes, I am now being made to really make sure that what your mum knows that it's my dog, and I've always dreamt of it, and I did this because I want it, which isn't
the thing. Is when I buy animals, "Oh, Faith, not again, you buy too many, blah blah blah."
You do.
But then if Aoife wants to buy animals, oh great, enjoy that.
Because I am I'm not her son, so she can't say.
Yeah, but I'm a grown woman.
You are a grown woman.
I have land.
But you are also...
I have money.
Her daughter.
I can get animals. Yeah, but I'm not bringing them around to her house.
You can get... You pay for this one then?
Nope.
What?
She's more than the horse you got me.
Yeah.
That's...
She's an expensive dog. That's... Anyway, this dog is like the fucking dog's bollocks.
Yeah.
Quite literally the dog's bollocks. Really, yeah, just don't come near the house is my...
Honestly, she'll fuck your whole day up. Don't do it.
So that's really positive. But Faith this whole week has been like... Oh my God, like 12 more sleeps until the dog comes.
Well, when they said the 27th, I was like, oh my God, that's so far away. It's like 2 weeks. Every day has felt so slow.
Yeah.
But I hope she fits in like and takes it gently.
Yeah.
Because she is like 2.5, isn't she?
She's two.
Yeah. Been at the old house all her life. So I hope she adjusts well.
Very nice dog though. She's already come down to the house and sort of slot in pretty much seamlessly, which is quite cute.
Mm.
And yeah, well, that's this week's fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll just be dog sitting.
Is our anniversary coming up?
Ah, yes, it is that.
Saturday.
So Ethan is doing a whole day.
Yeah.
Which you've never done before.
I have. I took you to Folkestone. That was like 2 days.
Yeah, but I knew about that.
Yeah, so. But that
you're not telling
me 2 days.
What we're doing. And
not,
it's really stressful as a woman. He just said, "We're going out on Saturday."
Yeah.
Morning and evening.
Well, like afternoon and evening, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wear what you want. As a woman, what do you mean, wear what you want?
Wear whatever you want to feel comfortable in.
No. That's not how it works.
Where what you
if
feel
I know we have a country park date coming up, I will literally buy a set outfit for that. You're That's just mental. Telling me to pick something from my wardrobe. Do you know how obscene that is?
You've got loads of clothes.
Brilliant. I'll just reuse and recycle then. That's not how it works. No, we've got a whole new event date.
Not an event.
Whatever. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm completely... I might wear flip-flops and you're taking me to a pig farm. Do you see how unsuitable this theory is?
Feel comfortable, look nice is what I said.
Well, I'll just wear a baggy tracksuit with my hair in a bun then.
But you know that I've already told you we're going for dinner. We're going for a really nice dinner as well.
Look, now the story's changing. I told you that already. I thought we was going back home in between.
Yeah. No, no.
We're not.
No.
So we're staying out all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Olive's coming?
Yeah.
All day?
Yeah, because we're leaving her at your parents. I've already sorted it all.
So she's not coming with us then?
She's not coming to dinner with us, no.
This is what I mean.
But she's coming to the afternoon
back
with us.
So we're bouncing back in the afternoon
so what
to drop the child.
We are living.
Oh my God, then how is she getting to my mum? Is she getting a cab?
No. Silly. Listen up. Yeah, okay? Morning, relax. Wow, anniversary. We're chilling at home, whatever. Let Olive play for a bit. Go outside, embrace the lovely air. She goes down for a nap at like midday.
Yeah.
She sleeps for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. We then get in the car and head to take her to drop her off.
Yep.
Then we're getting busy.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we're going out in the morning.
No. Where has she just heard that?
Well, you said enjoy the air. I don't get how it's
two
parts.
Yeah, go in the garden. Play with the stones. Do something.
So she's not coming with us then.
Oh my fucking God.
She's going to my mum's. Are we going to my mum's? Is the date at my mum's house?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Back in the shed.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, yeah.
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 Well, why can't you just tell me, man?
Because you're not allowed to know, bro.
It's just so confusing. Have you asked my parents as well?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I feel like you asked in last minute.
No, I didn't.
And then I'll get told off.
No. It's fine.
All right, then.
Trust me.
All right, then.
Trust me.
What shoes do I need? What about these? Ethan hates these.
No, I don't hate them.
You
I just
do.
Think that, like...
They're Prada.
Well, this is the issue, right?
What do you think?
So they're Prada, and they could have come from fucking M&S.
Do you know what's so shit about them? M&S would be better quality.
Yeah.
Like, every time I take my foot out, don't hate me because I'm not wearing socks. People actually know I'm not wearing socks at this point. Yeah. The sole of the shoe, they've not even bothered to glue the insole down into the shoe. Every time you take your shoe off, the insole comes out.
Yeah, it's just like...
Who
goes for a navy cream Prada crepe like that?
I only ever wear Uggs, don't I? So I like a slip-on
shoe. I prefer the Uggs.
Yeah, same, but it's getting warmer. They've got loads of fur in.
These aren't cool.
I'm not trying to be cool.
You said you tried to up your shoe game and you...
You can only wear a shoe like this if it's got a respectable name in it. But I will say they could have glued it down. I don't care. Guess what? I'm comfy.
You've just slagged them off.
Yeah, they could have glued it down.
You've said it's a shit Alibaba shoe just then.
It is a shit Alibaba shoe.
Well then, so you can't now say yeah.
I'd actually probably order a better replica on Alibaba.
Yeah, well, they are horror. Faith bought like 6 pairs of shoes. Two slip-on pumps that are like for fucking if you're in a care home. these are giving I'm 68, I've just finished life,
yeah,
and I've gone Romford Market to have a little bottle
when
around.
I asked my nan nan, do you have a pair of these? She said no.
I bet she wish she does though.
Well then, she liked them. She had to look at them for a while before she said yes, and it was very high pitched, but we're just gonna let that slide.
It's just, yeah, cool. You bought like a pair of Axel Arigatos that are nice, but...
Yeah, I've got some nice shoes. We're going to do a shoe haul anyway.
We are, yeah, but like 4 out of the 6 you bought are just really good.
Right, so what's your worst sex experience then?
What the fuck?
What? I didn't know where that conversation was going to go, so I just decided to start a new one.
Angry Ginger, wow. Should we talk about your best mate?
No.
Let's talk about it. We were talking about it off camera a minute ago. Basically, Faith will unfollow everyone that she feels has like sort of wronged her. So for example...
Yeah, but why is that a problem? Why must people talk about me and then
no,
I
it's
go,
not a problem.
Okay, great, I'll stay.
It's just funny that your first go-to is to unfollow someone on social media. Like that's like, it's almost like your little jab. Like, well, fuck you.
No, I don't think they're going to see it. I don't care. I'm just done with the situation.
So for example, one is Randolph. But he said
you're goated because a porn star sat on you. That's not fucking friendly fire, is it, Randy? I've still got problems with that.
Yeah, but you've made up since.
Yeah, we speak.
Yeah, you clarified.
Yeah.
You cleared up. And you follow now or not?
Yes. Because I think I meant to send out a birthday invite for you ages ago and I couldn't send it to him. I remembered that I blocked him.
Another person you unfollowed is Hungry Ginge.
Yeah, right. Because so context. Seen him. So this podcast, I haven't bought rap like 3 times. You're giving fanboy on this situation.
What?
You are. I don't think this situation's an issue, but we've been prodded to talk about it. So essentially, Ginge reacted to a clip in our podcast at the end.
Was it a classic sad music one?
I tend to scroll now. I can't give a fuck. So when we was talking about, do you remember when we used to talk about other people's, they could send their problems in and we speak about them. Now it's been cut, obviously, to make it look like we're speaking about it. It relates to us.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no context given. And in his sentence, when speaking, reacting about the clip, essentially he was saying I was wrong for it, obviously, because I was the one speaking. And then he said, I don't know, though. I could be out of context. And I was like, if you've verbalised that, do you think you should be reacting to it?
Yeah.
Because you are out of context. You've got a big following. And I don't need to be thrown under the fucking rug any more than I already am. Do you know what I mean? With all these out of context clips. I just don't feel like big creators, unless you know the whole situation, people shouldn't speak about it.
Bro's dropping gems right now.
No, but it's true. I wouldn't just start talking about Angry Ginge in a clip that I've seen for 4 seconds.
Yeah, valid. Anyway, she unfollowed him.
Well, yeah, because at that point, it's just gone after all his followers that are men. Men already don't need no more help in getting egged on to give me shit. Like now I'm getting sent loads of stuff because you spoke about it on your clips.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even about us in the first place. So to me, it's just unnecessary shit that I didn't need.
I liked him as well.
I did. I still do like him, but I just thought,
a bit peak.
Because you've verbalised, it might be out of context. And it was.
Yeah, valid.
I just hate it. Yeah, he's only young, but that's why I didn't want to re-bring it back up.
Ah,
him and Danny, they're only little kids, aren't they?
Yeah, Danny's cool. Danny's really cute.
Yeah, we keep saying he keeps acting like you're his older brother.
Yeah, I do feel, he said on a podcast, like an uncle, but I don't know necessarily about an uncle. I'm not old enough to be an uncle. I feel like I'm he has an older brother, but
yeah.
I feel like in this space, I've sort of taken on that role. Like, he just sends me everything before he does it, or like, yeah, man, what do you think of this? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's quite cute.
Just got hand tattoo, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I see loads of people on Twitter that were like, Bazinga walk to Danica run. they're like the new school.
He's trying to glow up how you did. You got to rate it.
He has glowed up, man. He's big time glow up.
I just couldn't believe how young he was. When he comes to do the stable date, it's only like 20.
Yeah.
He's young. Makes me feel old.
You're not old. You're still 24.
Yeah, but remember, I had a baby.
You're 25
pregnant.
This year.
Pregnant at, what, 21, 22?
Your car insurance is going to plummet this year.
Fucking finally.
Yeah, 25. It
Jack, my car insurance is touching just under 5k.
That's far.
That's like fucking learning to drive. I've had no claims, no nothing, but because of the type of car.
Wow.
But then what do? Do I renew the insurance or do I buy another car?
No, insurance nowadays is a fucking scam though. Like, no one wants to insure anything. That's the issue. Like, especially your type of car.
Or do I just run with my banner saying I'm 25?
No, but Brilliant. Yeah, 25 with a child, you should be all right. You should go down quite
a lot. Do you know what it is? It's our job.
Yeah.
Because you can't put social media down as a job. And then when you're on the phone, they have an awfully hard time understanding I work on Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't really. But then because they think you're at home, they think you travel all the time. One, I hardly ever drive. I sit in your passenger seat.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Like, I do not want to drive anywhere if I don't have to.
Yeah.
Apart from today, I drove because someone needs to put my playlist on.
Well, no, you drove because I've got to go somewhere after.
No, but you could still drive us in. You can drive my car. Yeah. You're insured. But when Ethan drives, I have to listen to his music and I just couldn't bother for that today.
You literally asked me what I was listening to and put it on.
Yeah, one song, so I liked it.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was going now. We can just change the convo. It probably won't.
It's so easily derailed.
Yeah.
What should we talk about? There's been no football on. Have you enjoyed that? Because there's been, like, you've just...
I haven't noticed, mate. I've been busy.
Yeah?
What I will say is, though, Ethan, in amongst being ill...
Amongst.
Whatever, amongst. However you say it. Amongst.
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 Being ill, still found the strength to play 90 minutes of football.
No, I thought I was better.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Not at one point did you say, I feel better. You was the night before, Faith, where's the blood nose spray? And then with fucking tissues hanging out your nose. You didn't feel well. Went and played full 90 minutes of football.
Now I feel worse.
And Ethan, I had the baby all day on Sunday, which is fine. Had her all day on Saturday. And then it gets to last night. It's Ethan's turn to clean the house up. You didn't fucking do it.
Bro, I feel like I did do it. I tidied up, but I didn't clean. I put things away, but I didn't clean. I felt like shit, man. I got in late as well. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
I know that. But anyway, let's preface this properly. I felt like shit. I thought I'd shaken the fever. So I thought, fuck it. We got a bare 11. I'm going to go. Instantly, at half time, I was like, this is the worst idea I've ever had. Played the rest of the match. And then instantly I said to your dad comes and watches because two of his sons play in the team as well. As soon as the game finished, I was like, yeah, I should not have done that. I feel like fucking arse.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, it's knocked me for six since then.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have played. Even when I got home, I said to you, I was like, yeah, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
And now I feel worse. So, yeah.
Eat some chicken with that waffle.
Really good.
Mm.
Oh, I'll tell you what chicken I did eat yesterday. The new Sides chocolate one.
Well, promo.
Yeah, finally. I had it though. You should try it.
Oh. We don't have no Sides near us. We do.
Nearly.
I feel like we should.
Nearly. Lakeside, right? Lakeside is April. I think early April.
Oh, nice.
Boom,
am I going to get a black card?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Sick.
When we launch those, yeah. Yeah, well, I can have like, I think like 10 people.
But are your staff going to know how to use the black card? Because whenever we went Nando's, they had a real issue. Whenever you went, I've got black card.
Yeah.
They're like, I know what to do.
I think
this.
So.
So are they actually going to be like trained up?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's a lot easier to sort of say, hello, if you if you see this card, it means it's one of the Sidemen and whoever else.
Sidemen wag.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I watched that. That was a, not Simon Wags, but a WAG program. On
yeah,
Prime.
I put it on, Married to the Game.
Yeah, that was actually quite good. I enjoyed that.
Quite a good, interesting sort of thing.
Mm.
There was Jorginho and his wife.
Yeah.
There was Mahrez and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
There was James Tarkowski and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Tarkowski, isn't it? That's how you actually say it. And his wife. And was that it?
I don't know. I just watched it. I don't know any of
it. Then that might have been it. But yeah, it covered like Mahrez's move to Saudi and that. Yeah. Yeah, Mara's has moved to Saudi. She went out and she's now just like wagging in Saudi, which is not a bad place to be wagging, I suppose. Mm-hmm. That's
Do you know what though? I'm kind of glad we don't actually have to move for your job.
Yeah.
Because they're going like never here. Like, even when you do trips away, I don't have to come with you.
No, the boys do. If it was feasible, I think we would all uproot and go to Dubai.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Me, Toby and Josh certainly would.
I think I would live there. When I hit 40, and I think so before then.
The kids are grown up, fuck them off.
And not bring them with us.
Nah, I've seen a bit, crack on, and then find me chilling in a Dubai spa somewhere, relaxing.
Well, I just don't get it, like when people move away, how does that ever feel like home?
No, it doesn't, I don't think it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't,
Even though the UK is so shit, this is home.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get how people move country and they're like, oh yeah, no, like I live here now. It's like, okay, but I'd be waiting for it to end.
Yeah, it's valid. I suppose you just got to break through it depends, because most people will go, I'm going to live here for 5 years or whatever.
Mm.
Not like, oh, I'm just permanently here.
Mm.
But yeah, who knows? I'd always probably float back and in between, but who knows? Yeah. Mm. But Dubai's the place.
Yeah.
Couldn't live in America. I used to always think when I was growing up and sort of early years of YouTube thing, I was like, can't fucking wait, man. I'm going to move to LA. I went to LA for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. I was like, fucking let me leave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to go though. Do you reckon I'd fit in LA?
Yeah, you would.
You reckon I'd like it?
Yeah, you'd love it.
I love Selling Sunset. Stuff like that.
No, you'd
like reality TV is my shit.
Love, man. You love that type of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon I'd be like,
you do. You love like fancy shit. Like you like showing off.
In my defense, though, you've bought out that side of me.
Fuck off. Hey, we was driving past a bunch of fucking. This is a funny story.
No,
we was driving past.
You sound like an idiot.
I'm not trying to make you sound like an idiot because you just.
No, I know the conversation you're going to have about your car.
No, we was driving in my Urus, right? And it has different modes on it. It has sport mode, whatever. I drive it all the time in fucking normal. Faith likes it in sport where it gargles a bit. We're driving past like fucking 12-year-olds, right?
It's not... it's not to impress the kids.
Let me finish.
It's because they all go, wow, look at his car. And the mother in me, the mother goes, babe, make it make the nice sound. Show the kids what they want to see. It's not a fucking impress
the
kids.
We're driving past a 12-year-old.
Don't make it weird.
I don't even realise that it's been flicked into that mode. I just hear it change. And I'm like, have you just flexed on a bunch of 12-year-olds? She starts pissing herself. And she was like, no. It's because like they probably like the car and the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute, though.
They all think it's sick.
That's cute.
Look at me. But you do stuff for the people.
Just flick it into that mode.
Yeah, I do it when we're in underground car parks as well because it sounds cool.
Yeah. So, but you love that shit, man. You love a little show off or whatever.
Yeah, I thought you meant me show off to begin with. So I'm glad we've clarified that.
Well, we show off, though.
I'm not. How am I show off? I never walk into a room and be like, look at me. Ever. If anything, I think, please don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah,
I just want to exist in this room by myself.
You'd like to do LA shit, though.
I would like to do LA shit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just still don't think I'd properly fit in. Because you said, like, Americans are all like, yo, so how are you?
Oh, it's good, like, dog. It's like, try it. This is so over the fucking top, man. It's oh my God, man, that's fucking amazing. So, like, oh my God.
It's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, fucking awesome, man. Oh my God, I can't wait to see you again, bro. Yeah, man. Fucking hope you're well, dog.
But then when they say, hope I see you again, are they actually hoping? Yeah. They say, wow.
They want to see you again in half an hour.
So we'd be like, because literally we'd be like, oh, we should catch up soon. And it's been 5 years. And then you just resend that text saying we should catch up soon. And then ultimately someone dies. And then you go, oh, we should have catched up. Yeah.
I don't want to catch up.
But do you just think we're all in this country socially inept?
No, it's the classic thing. Like UK... America are really good for celebrating success, and if you're successful, people give you little flowers and they love that for you. They're like, oh, that's fucking sick, which is really nice.
Yeah,
but there's also too much of it. I like the fact there needs to be a happy medium, because over here, everyone, as soon as you start doing well, people like you trying to do well. As soon as you have done well, everyone fucking hates you.
Yeah,
and you're the biggest problem on planet Earth.
Yeah.
But there needs to be a happy medium, but because it keeps you grounded.
Yeah.
Like, if JJ actually stayed in America when he just said he was going to stay, he'd be fucking unbearable.
You reckon?
But he has us a lot that say, you're a little neat, mate. Shut up.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah.
So there's like a fine line. I like
That is the thing, the bullying. What we classify as just banter.
Oh, they would not
would
like
cry?
It. Oh, you'd make people cry, yeah.
Really?
Oh, you'd make people, you've nearly made me cry. You make.
When?
Loads of times.
Nearly made you cry.
I'm over exaggerating, but
yeah, I was gonna say that's gonna make me look bad. How?
You're not sensitive.
Yeah, but I'm also not being hurtful.
Yeah, no, you're not.
It's funny.
You're not. That's what bullies say. It's funny to me. I'm having fun.
No, but I'm not bullying you.
Unlucky, I'm having fun now. This is my I'm having a chuckle.
Listen, I've grown up with three boys. My dynamic is very different. Yeah. Mine's like, it's just banter.
Yeah.
I've never actually been a bully. In school, I was really quiet.
Yeah.
Completely under the rug. I'd never say anything about anyone else. But when it comes to family,
yeah,
open fire, say what you want.
Yeah, fair dues. Yeah, so...
You do it to me. I still get people commenting under my thing saying smelling roast dinners on a Sunday. Like, you don't have access to say that. Only Ethan has access to say that.
Yeah.
You're not funny.
Yeah.
You're actually unoriginal.
Should we talk about another thing as well? Faith started like farting at me.
Oh, brilliant. Like, in my face. Wasn't expecting that.
Don't get me wrong, right? Love it. Amazing. I've been asking for it. But some of them...
All right, make it sound like a fucking sex fest. Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't want you to fart on me in any sort of erotic way. That would be quite disturbing.
Yeah.
But last night, we're watching Rob Beckett and Ramesh versus things. Bro, just like... open leg, straight pipe, straight to my fucking face.
Didn't make no noise though.
No, they sound like pieces of paper tearing. Like
yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, but there was one that sounded like a surprise come out at the end.
No, it didn't.
It was like...
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, I think you're saying things.
You did one.
But essentially, Ethan's been begging me to part for like 2.5 years.
A sign of like, and we are equals at this point.
Even when I was sitting there, I had all my layers of my stomach cut open, just had olive. I still wouldn't fart in a room with you.
No, you wouldn't, no.
Like, literally, I just had all my belly cut open and I would still feel the pressure and not do it just because I didn't want to. So now I just think, fuck it.
I'm letting them go.
I just do it now.
Yeah, but there's
but
also
then I have
like,
to make it funny because otherwise it's just yeah, awkward.
You add style points on.
Yeah, which
you
is
add
funny.
Style points onto it. I was laying in bed the other day like this. Faith was in the bathroom. She came out of the bathroom 360 span and farted in my face.
Yeah, that was good. I feel like we could have bypassed this whole section, really.
It's just funny to talk about, though, isn't it? Yeah. I like it, though, because it means we're both as disgusting as each other.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours are fucking violent.
Yeah, mine are. I can let off
yours
some real
make
bad
me one. Want to pick you up and put you outside the house. Like, you belong down the stables at that point. You're literally blowing off as loud as the horses.
There is some bad
it's a
ones.
Joke.
Yeah, there is some bad ones. But yeah,
yours are always violently loud. They basically but lift I the fucking that, sheets up and they stink.
I think it's because I got a saggy bum, and you've highlighted that recently. That was bullying. You said that I got really saggy bum.
Yeah, I've got a saggy bum.
That's not very nice.
And you had a blanket over you the other day, which was lovely, lovely and figure hugging.
Yeah, figure hugging. So that put me off of myself for a good couple of days.
Yeah, but you've made me conscious to breathe on people. So let's not make it like this is one way. Because it's very much, he gives it as good as he gets it, by the way.
Yeah, you've taught me that though, because when we first got with each other.
Yeah, and how fun
is
it?
I would.
No, when we first got together, you was incredibly insecure and annoying.
Sensitive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've now bred this beast that will just do it. Anyway, Faith the other day was having her hair done. And obviously I've highlighted the fact that because her nose points.
Yeah, cheers.
The nose jets, there's like a whirlwind.
But again, so we're revisiting the point. In school, I was never, ever, ever bullied for my nose.
Yeah.
Therefore, my nose shouldn't be a problem.
It's not.
In school, that's the epitome of bullies. If you've got something wrong with you, school's going to tell you about it.
It's not wrong.
Especially in England.
It's not wrong. It's just funny. Like, it just blows everywhere.
But I never, like, my nose has never changed because it shocked you guys. I didn't make it this way. A lot of people think I've got, like, surgery.
Nose job, yeah.
Yeah, but it is my nose.
Yeah. Yeah, crack on. Anyway, like, favourite's having a hair done or what was it? Makeup, hair?
Yeah, and I had to hold my breath because I didn't want to breathe on her.
And the whole time in the chair holding my breath.
Yeah, because
that image to me is just fucking hilarious. You're sat there going.
Yeah, because you've made me feel like I can't breathe. You've made me feel like I've got a really, really, really odd nose.
The other day walking through the park as well, you sounded like a little hedgehog.
Yeah.
Like snuffling.
Every point of your bullying comes down to my nose.
Because Faith doesn't like.
There is so much to bully me for, yet you revisit the same point.
You won't breathe in and then like breathe out through your mouth. Like you're just walking along going, like sounding like a little hedgehog in the woods going like.
I was just breathing.
But you found it funny anyway. Don't act like you just walk around. When I say these, like, you giggle as well.
Yeah,
you
like giggle. It's funny, but then everyone hops onto it and you ain't funny. And you're funny.
Only I'm funny.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, what did we do? We went to Teenage Cancer Trust Comedy Night.
Yeah.
That was actually really fucking funny.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really funny. We saw Kevin Bridges was the host.
Mm-hmm.
He was great. We saw...
He was really good.
Yeah, we saw Rob Beckett. We saw... there was loads fucking there. But beforehand, I got handed a Teenage Cancer Trust little icon award.
Yeah.
The very first one that they've ever given out of those, which is mental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I said you should get knighted to the woman, and then she basically said she'll think about it.
Yeah,
so
it's not knighted, but
if you get an OBE, that's all because of me.
She asked if I was ever interested in being an MBE or OBE, which is quite fucking mental. I said, relax, let me achieve a lot more first.
But just know, I put your foot in
that
door.
I was like, let me achieve a lot more first. Let me do a lot more for the charity and stuff like that, and hopefully have a bigger impact.
Mm.
But who knows? By the way, I would rinse it. Every group chat, I'd ask to be renamed Ethan Payne OBE.
Yeah.
I'd proper rinse it, mate. It's so fucking funny.
Do you reckon
funny.
It feels like getting your Duke of Edinburgh?
I think a bit more than that.
I was meant to do that.
So wait, MBE is member of the British Empire, isn't it? And then OBE is... I don't know what OBE is. What does OBE stand for? Officer of the Order of the British Empire.
You ain't gonna do that then.
I don't think I'm an officer. I could be a member though.
Mm.
I could be an MBE.
Yeah?
Yeah, just let me cook more. Let me do some more cool shit. But yeah, we went to that. We took your family. We took your dad, your brothers.
My brother and his new missus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's got missus, little young HK has now.
He has got missus.
Crazy, man.
Mm.
And there was the new blue XX vodka there.
He chawed it.
They chawed an empty bottle. They drank the whole thing and then took the empty bottle home.
It is like, funny because they're still fans.
But it's I don't know if...
They're not really a fan of you.
I don't know if his missus is.
No, his missus didn't know who any of us was.
No, exactly, that's what I'm saying. But HK is... It's so funny. Like, he texted me the other day going, like, because he's got his own money now. He was like, is your cereal actually worth £2 before I buy it? Because like, yeah. And I went, yeah, I think it's tasty. He was like, of course you're going to say that, bruv. So that made me laugh. But then like, I get sent boxes and boxes of my own stuff, all yeah. like drinks. And I was like, you don't have to chill the bottle. Like, just take it from the house. Yeah, yeah. So he come around Sunday after football.
They're like called memorabilia, aren't they?
Yeah, and took a load of the blue vodka and cereal. So yeah, it is funny though.
Yeah.
But that Teenage Cancer Trust night, Reeve was there.
He was there. Matt Does Fitness.
Matt Does Fitness was there with
GK
his missus.
JK
Barry was there. Chev Clark, a boxer, was there.
Mm-hmm.
Who could potentially fight Vidal soon. Oh, that's cool. Vidal's fighting this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the British title. So nice. He's currently the English champion.
Okay.
And he's fighting for the British one.
Love that.
And now it's like one step before then actually going like international.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, hopefully he batters him.
Yeah.
It'll be a really good fight. And yeah, looking forward to that. What else is going on? Misfits event happened.
Mm-hmm.
It got swatted.
Oh, yeah. You tell me about that.
Yeah, really.
I've not seen no clips of that, though.
Yeah, it's just so...
news.
It's such a... No, it did happen.
Is there clips?
Huh?
Is there clips
yeah.
of it?
Oh, I have to... we had Luke Littler on the podcast yesterday, Sidecast. We were talking about it there because he was like, yeah, I was watching it and everyone was just leaving because it got evacuated. Basically, swatting in America is this weird fucking phenomenon that people do where like they ring bomb squad police and say, hello, there's a bomb at this location. They're literally about to set it off. So they send all the fucking armed trucks there and have to evacuate and check every nook and cranny. So they did that to the event. But it was just a shit show anyway. The main event pulled out as he was meant to walk.
Mm.
It was meant to be like a 2-1 thing. He just sat it off. So then it was just like a normal fight. Yeah, man. I think they're going to change Misfits to only feature like the premium people.
I thought you meant they was going to put the word only in front of it.
Only Misfits?
Yeah. What? Clickbait it.
No.
I don't know. I was partially listening.
It's great. I'm
sorry.
Cheers.
My brain kind of just...
What do you think of the England kit?
I don't know. Why the fuck would I have seen that, Nathan?
Because it's kicked right off.
I've been right busy
it's
looking after
right
our little one, thank you.
It's kicked right off, by the way.
Oh, well, you can show me the England kit if it's...
It's really... I really like the England kit.
Yeah, but
I think,
you know,
lovely.
Sidetracking, I had a thought yesterday. When I'm at home with Olive,
yeah.
I'm going to be unreachable for like at least the morning.
Why?
But my phone just fucks me off. I really do not like actually having a phone.
Yeah.
I just think it's so fucking consuming, genuinely. And I don't even overuse socials. One, like grateful for full of followers and that because it makes my
right.
Two. Okay,
so,
yeah, cheers, back to football. Brilliant.
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
No, yeah, carry on. Yeah.
No, that's right. Invite the England squad. I'll just sit the next one out.
Finish.
No, go on.
Finish.
Don't worry.
Finish.
No, that's right. I've lost where I am now anyways.
Oh, right, sure. You can put the pictures up of the kit on the screen, right?
Harry Kane, right, mate. So just take my seat.
These are just the England kits,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's fucking blue, mate.
Okay, but on the back, they've updated the St. George's cross.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Didn't know what it looked like before, mate. Just looks like a cross.
Like red cross, white background.
Brilliant.
They said a playful update on the St. George's cross to appear on the collar to unite and inspire. Boy, oh boy, did that ruffle Millwall Dave.
Yeah.
Millwall Dave was not, and Joey Barton.
All right.
All of them did not like it.
Right.
It's kicked right off. So what do you think about it?
It's a fucking shirt, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not actually changed the official flag, is it?
No.
I didn't even know it was not that deep.
No, it's actually a nice
And the
kit.
Shirt's fucking shit. It's got nothing on it.
Yeah, and
it's just
also,
a blue top.
Yeah, it's great.
They've literally...
Because the fucking kit, the kit is £125 for the actual... You can get a replica for 80, but and that's still just not the proper material. The proper material is £125.
Yeah, you can probably get that off Alibaba.
Oh, the Edgegate. The Edgegate will sort everyone out.
Mm.
Really good. What else happened?
They literally just have gone, can I get a shirt that's already there for print and demand, please? Just make it blue. Don't add nothing to it.
No, they've added,
blue shirt, change the fucking cross. It's like the supplier went, oh, I don't actually have the white colour. All right, mate, fucking change it.
No, they've got a white one and a blue one. Wait,
no, I meant the cross.
All right. But I don't know what you're saying. Anyway, fuck, I was going to say something then.
Probably back to football again.
Yeah, we lost to Brazil.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I knew that.
We lost to Brazil. Paqueta was like one of the best players on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is, right? Mm-hmm. West Ham's record signing. I announced him. It's just what I do.
Mm.
you know, Mr. West Ham. I'm joking. Mark Noble is there. Oh, Mark Noble, funny one. All the boys are playing padel. Is that how you say it, apparently? Paddle.
Oh.
But it's not paddle, though, is it? It's not paddle. If I type paddle, I would type P-A-D-D-L-E. I think it's, because it started in Spain, right? Yeah. I think it's padel. You want to go play padel? I think it's padel.
So paddle with a fucking accent then.
Paddle. 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 Okay. Padel. Paddle. Mm. I reckon the Spanish say padel.
Obviously they're Spanish.
You want the game of padel?
Yep.
Anyway, the boys play at the minute, like every week in Canary Wharf. And apparently Mark Noble's always there early doors playing paddle. So yeah, that's quite cool. I haven't played paddle yet, but I've sacked off the trying sports that the boys play because the golf thing has scarred me really bad.
Yeah.
Why are you not talking properly?
No, brilliant. That's fantastic. You're just talking about stuff that I just don't really know about.
What do you want to talk about?
One, I don't know who paddle is. Two, I don't go and play football with the boys.
Paddle is.
Like, I don't know where Mark Noble's really going. He's just going Canary Wharf. He's just baited Mark Noble's in Canary Wharf every weekend. So now Mark Noble's not going to be able to enjoy his sweet little pleasure. So where do you want me to go from this? Do you want me to sit and talk about horses and horse riders?
Location.
No. Keep it in, because I've just had a smarts and you didn't.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they've made it this fucking far in the podcast, well done.
Yeah, good job.
I see we added timestamps. That's
what good. Did you want to talk about?
No, let's talk about John Whittaker and his horses then. Come on. And then let's get you to engage and respond.
I actually come and watched your shindig with John Whittaker and that. I enjoyed it.
And then you said, when's it going to end?
Oh, mate.
You said, was it not over yet?
Yeah, because like a football match in 90 minutes, mate, that's all you got to put up with. We left the house, we sat in our fucking seats for ages. You're lucky there was pick and mix, because if there was not pick and mix.
You made me buy that as well. Even the woman was like, are you not going to pay for it?
No,
she was like, I thought you was rich. No, and I was like, sis.
You took me here. This is you.
Yeah, he makes me pay actually a lot.
Does no, it all I the fucking time. Don't. I'm going to start, but if you want to start that game, then we'll start that game.
You asked me
you
to
can pay
the,
for the dog, the council tax, the council fucking tax, electric, the gas, you can do it all then.
He keeps asking me to pay for the council tax, which is more than the mortgage. I'd rather pay the mortgage.
Oh, believe me,
I guess. I will. I'd rather pay that than the council
John
tax.
John Whittaker is one of the most famous horse people. They own a horse brand called like Whittaker or something. I don't know, don't they?
Yeah, his literal name.
Like
John
helmets
Whittaker.
And that. Yeah, that's cool. He was good. He didn't win though.
No.
He didn't win. There was a young buck from Ireland that won. He was good.
Yeah, can't remember his name. Good. Ginger though.
Yeah, Ginger Man. Yeah, yeah. That was good. The dogs were the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
On that day.
Oh, what do you think, Sidemen Crafts? I'm asking the people here in the comments. Let us know, because I've been begging.
Well, not everyone
for
has
so
a dog.
Long.
Not everyone has a dog.
Yeah, but we
like the
we
Robert
now
Ramesh
have
thing.
Three. And Simon has two.
Oh, that's what I was fucking saying when I was talking about the THK.
Just use everyone else's dogs.
Was Rob Beckett fucking loves us, apparently.
Yeah.
Rob Beckett watches this.
Yeah.
Rob Beckett tunes into this.
He came up to me and he went, you're right, Faifa. I'm Rob. Nice to meet you. Love your arguments on your podcast. I went, you're not meant to open with that.
When he was speaking to me, he was like, mate, fucking love tuning into your clips. He was like, it's so fucking funny. And he was like, do you know what's so funny though? It's because you're the first one out of like them lot to have kids. Them lot don't fucking get it. He was like, it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
So Rob Beckett watches this. So Rob Beckett, if you see this, then thank you, because Faith was gassed.
Yeah.
Faith was like, yay.
It's just funny when people, like, you know who they are.
Yeah.
But he still introduced himself.
Yeah.
He's like, hi, I'm Rob. And I'm like, I know.
and then what was I talking about? Anyway, so Rob and Ramesh in their series did Crufts with their own dogs, which was very cool.
Yeah, so now you've seen it.
It was funny.
I've been saying long before this to do it.
It's only funny to do with your own dog. Like, me doing it with Rolo would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Or it's cheating if I do it with the new one. If I do it with Dave, it's cheating.
Yeah.
Because Dave will just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Rolo, it would be fucking hilarious.
I don't know, though.
Simon's got... imagine Mooshu doing it.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. Vic trying to control Ralph. Fucking
this
hilarious.
Is what I mean. There's enough dogs to be able to just assign a dog.
Well, I'll give Hades to Josh because they're both the same age. I'll give Hades to Josh.
No, you should give Hades to JJ. That would be hilarious. Don't let him shout it though. Otherwise, JJ would be in my bad books. No, don't shout at my Hades.
You have to shout at them to do it, don't you? You have to go, yeah, through there.
No, I mean like that. He'll be like, this fucking dog isn't doing anything.
Ginger fuck ain't moving. Yeah, we literally won't move. Yeah, the concept is potentially funny.
It'll be better than the video you're doing tonight. Thank you very much.
Basically, yeah, we're filming something that is revolutionary on the Sidemen channel. So keep your eyes peeled, because this is going to change the game. Anyway, It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Growing Pains podcast. I think we did quite well.
Considering we didn't have a talk sheet, we've done pretty good.
They've done pretty well. So remember, subscribe, like the video. If you want to consume Growing Pains in a shorter format, then make sure to subscribe to Growing Pains Clips. That's where you can find all the fun stuff. And also follow us on Instagram, Growing Pains Insta, where you'll find cool exclusive pictures on our carousels every week.
Yeah.
That's great. Remember, on audio platforms, please follow, rate 5 stars, like it, do all of that, and have a great week. Bye.
See you later.